Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
In the time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine won't be prevented from working at all.
I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, everybody? This is FBO Radio, episode number 28 for July 25th, 2006. I am Mr. White, normally joined by Malice Factor in Big City, but tonight is not a usual program. This previous weekend from July 21st to July 23rd was the Hope Conference Hackers on Planet Earth in New York City. Malice Factor and myself attended this conference, and what we did was walked around with a voice recorder and did recording all weekend. So what's going to be coming up is a series of clips, pretty much unedited, that is just kind of a running tally of what happened this weekend. This is the first time we've done something like this, so I'm not really sure how it's going to turn out until I listen to it myself. But, I mean, we'll see. It's an interesting experiment, and hopefully for you, for those of you who couldn't make it to Hope, gives you a little bit of a feeling of what it's like being there. I had a great time myself. I'd like to send shouts to everyone met there and talked to. Just had a really, really great time. And it was nice meeting everybody. And so I'm going to play the clips. At the end of the show is going to be a track from MC Frontalot, who I met there and saw freestyle, sort of freestyle, the Prawn song of his at the Bin Rev recording at Hope. So that was really cool, and bought a CD from him, give him a little support and everything. So you're going to hear a track from that, and that's about it. So usual website, fbillradio.com. Email address is radio@fbillradio.com. You know, send us some email. Tell us what you think about this kind of show. I mean, we may do this not just, you know, with conferences or once every 2 year events, but maybe more often if this turns out cool. So let us know what you think. You could drop us a voicemail, 432-614-1200, and emails radio@fbillradio.com. So get in contact with us. All this stuff's available on the website, along with the archive, RSS feeds, forums, all that fucking happy horseshit. There is also going to be a post on the front page of the site, with pictures and everything from Hope, so you could check that out too. So we'll be back in 2 weeks with a regular old FBill episode. So until then, hopefully you enjoy. Later.
I got my fucking short 1999 Yukon Huskies fucking shorts. You can wear those down there.
That's fucking gay.
I know. And you're gonna see me wearing them when we go to sleep.
What's up? FBill Radio.
At
Frank
Hope.
White. Malice Factor. Finally made it to the fucking hotel room.
Yeah.
Time check. What do we got? 4:45. Feels like 10 o'clock at night.
It is 16:45.
Try checking in fucking 7 times today. Got fucking fucked by some foreign woman with bright red hair and pink lipstick.
Yeah, she's going to fucking dance on a pole after her shift here.
What's her name, Natalia or something?
It's Nastasha.
Nastasha. We've been around the conference, watched the 2-hour lockpicking seminar. That was the fucking shit.
Yeah, it's checked in how to not create a Big Brother database, which that probably would have been more interesting if I wasn't so anxious to check into the fucking hotel.
Yeah, some good stuff so far. Hung out with our buddy Jason Scott.
Yeah, he was cool. He didn't give us anything for free, though.
So, right now we're just unpacking, getting ready to fucking roll back down.
Back in our fucking 9x12 fucking room.
We got here, what, 8 in the morning? Something like that? 9 in the morning? Fucking.
Oh, wow, there's Friday's fucking mints behind the refrigerator.
Sweet, sweet.
I should burn this fucking toothbrush, and I'm all sticking my fucking mouth.
Oh, man. Malice Factor just dropped his toothbrush behind the fucking refrigerator in the room, and there's like rats growing back there. Fucking nasty.
Yeah, this is not the nicest
establishment. Alright. And try to squeeze these two different kinds of issues. We're down in the main vendor area right now, watching a video of Stallman's speech. Just got done riding the Segway around the outside perimeter of the floor. That thing is fucking badass. Malice Factor snapping pictures of me. How'd I look?
You look like a tool.
Rightly so. I think Cruz is, though. It's good shit. So we're watching a video now. There's a bunch of hammocks set up here with power supplies so people can lay down, you know, enjoy the free wireless and on their laptops and whatnot. Watch the speech on the big screen. So right now we're hanging out down here. And yeah. So we'll walk around the hotel and just got done bullshitting with Jason Scott. Went over, bought a new Orinoco fucking setup and a canteen antenna from WarDrivingWorld.com, a vendor here. So now we can shoot directional fucking Wi-Fi with a 14 dBi Yagi antenna.
Yucky!
In the lobby right now. It's boring. We're trying to drop this shit off at the hotel room, motherfucking bitch. There's like a million people.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I've never seen so many people waiting for elevators. We're trying to make it to Robert Steele's presentation in 10 minutes. Fucking crazy.
There's probably like, oh, I don't know, what would you say, 80 people in this lobby right now waiting to get on these fucking express elevators.
Stairs around?
Wanna walk up 7 flights of stairs? I'm game. I'll do that. Yeah, where are the stairs? We're gonna try to locate some stairs.
So we're here, it's still Friday night, sitting in Houlihan's restaurant, Penn Station, 9:35, trying to get some grub. Just got done with watching Off the Hook, the indecent version. Up there, it's 2 rows back, would you say? Yeah, 2 rows back.
We were 2 rows back on Off the Hook. Mr. White's a big fan of Off the Hook. I listen to no radio shows, not even F-Bill Radio, so I'm not really familiar with their work, but I kind of just play it by ear all the time. That's kind of my style, so I knew enough to be impressed with what they had going on. And we saw a lot of great talks today. We're still going to be doing shit, you know, later on, but right now we're tanking up again. Before the Off the Hook show, we sat on wireless pen testing, which that was pretty fucking crazy. When and before that, we saw Robert Steele gave a talk on real terror threats, and it was pretty good. I don't know, man. Today's been a blur. What did we do before that?
I don't really remember. That's the tough part. I mean, I need the program right now to start remembering. We went to the lock picking thing, which was phenomenal. That was awesome. I mean, I started looking into lock picking maybe upwards of 6 months ago now. I find it really interesting, and just the little looking around I did online, you know, one and one wasn't adding up, so I was just kind of blurry on the whole thing, and it set it straight, and they then let loose talking about something called bumping, which we'll get into in a future show, but the lockpicking thing was put on by one of the guys that runs TOOOL.NL, tool website, and the founder of security.org, when we call their names. Robert Steele was a fucking trip. That was a good presentation. And what the hell else did we see?
Well, we spent a lot of time bullshitting with Jason Scott.
Yeah.
Some clips, his various favorite clips that he's collected. And
let's see, the halo jumping that actually I have been shown before. That thing is pretty sweet. And, you know, something I would do if I had a lot of spare time and just fucking had video game all that playing all the time. I would want to do stuff just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
He also showed off some clips of his upcoming documentary.
Get Lamp. Yeah, we watched some footage of Get Lamp.
Yeah, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah,
it was nice of Jason to do that. And we gave him his Ethical shirt, so proof positive there that you come on the show, we'll give you a shirt.
Yeah.
And then we kind of just left our swag on the table for him to hand out.
We met one of the founders of Nauticon. This is a lady that was sitting there. I don't recall her name. Younger chick, hacker chick. She actually had the badge number 1337, which was she was offered up to $50 for. Which is kind of funny. I rode the Segway. That was sweet. I did that at the same time as Jim from Off the Hook, who was looking a little wobbly on his and a little uncoordinated. As you can probably imagine if you ever listened to that show. Let's see. The hell else do we do? Mouse Factor Caesar salad just arrived.
Yeah, which is money just for the bread. We actually spent some time on an escalator that was broken down with Cheshire Catalyst. He was walking behind us, and then as we turned around, we realized, oh wow, that was Cheshire Catalyst.
Yeah, we saw Cheshire Catalyst, Captain Crunch. I said, what's up to Emmanuel? Told him he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Ride the Segway next to Jim. Who the fuck else did we see? We saw the Cults of the Dead Cow guys.
That's unsubstantiated. Mr. White swears he saw it because, you know, CDC is like his personal boogeyman. And he said he saw the shadowy figure darting into some unoccupied area of the hall, but I didn't see that person. But I'll take his word for it.
He was the guy walking around with the chaps and the cowboy hat. You know?
Who, HUD?
Yeah. Nah. Eat your salad.
I don't mind eating my salad.
Why not?
Because I don't like Caesar salad.
Then why'd you get it?
Because I'm on the bread.
You didn't want to eat a salad, but you got a salad. So, I think that wraps it up for about now. Sums it up for today. So we're back in the hotel room. Trying to fucking rest our eyes. Rest our feet.
Yeah, and reading about Orinoco cards is very interesting.
Checking out the canteen we bought, all that shit. So,
haven't actually used it yet.
Probably won't use it till we get back home.
Yeah, if it's not confiscated from us, we'll try to go home.
The, fuck, tired. One of the interesting presentations we touched on before today was the wireless pen testing, and it was kind of funny. They were asking the audience a lot of questions as to you know, who does what, and you know, how many audience members run their wireless LANs and DMZs, and how many broadcast SSIDs and don't, and Yeah, and it's really surprising on, you know, the results that most people just, you know, even the people here at this convention that, you know, imagine know what the fuck's going on are just running, like, wide open networks, you know, machines without firewalls, they ask that, just, like, no firewalls, wide open, you know, and everything else. I mean, you would figure that the, you know, the group of people that are here at Hope, it would be a little bit more secure than that, but I guess not.
As I was bitching to Mr. White in the restaurant, you know, I'm just walking around on the fucking floor here going to talks, and you got these guys with their laptops, and it's like they're running their Windows laptops, And I'm standing there, and I'm watching these dudes, like, type in their fucking administrator passwords, you know? Like, I'm just watching them do this. I'm watching them do whatever, you know? It's like that sort of, you know, I'm not gonna, I mean, you shouldn't always be fucking looking over your shoulder all the time, but, I mean, come on, you know, be aware of where you're at, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know who the fuck I am. You don't know what I could be trying to do, you know? I mean, isn't that what they fucking teach you in Security Plus fucking textbooks? Like, fucking leave your password where people can see it, you know? One of those places being when you're in a fucking public spot and people can watch you type in your fucking password, you know? Yeah, that was pretty interesting, though, the wireless pen test thing. It was, that was probably the most, and for me anyway, that was one of the more interesting talks that we went to today, just because they were talking about owning fucking Windows boxes at the kernel level and stuff by, you know, inserting USB devices and open ports and stuff like that, so... I always think that stuff is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's funny. They're also scanning for Bluetooth devices while they're there. So they asked the audience how many are using, how many people have Bluetooth cell phones, how many people have Bluetooth headsets, and with the default pin set. And, you know, they're asking how many people are, you know, have Bluetooth enabled on their phone and are broadcasting out looking for stuff. And like one person read raised their hand, and they popped open the laptop and did a scan, and they had 30-35 cell phones right there and a BlackBerry and shit that I guess they started sending messages back and forth. You know? So it's it was pretty interesting, and the biggest reason it was interesting was, you know, just to see the little bit of security that, you know, all these quote-unquote hacker types, you know, don't use. So, but yeah, Robert Steele, he was a trip, and the highlight of that might have been calling Condoleezza Rice a blonde-headed bimbo.
In a black woman's body,
yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
So, I guess it's 10:45 Friday night. We're going to head up to, back up to the 18th floor. We're going to catch the Binary Revolution taping and then hang around for the Bin Rev meetup afterwards. Alright, back in the room. Fucking 1 in the morning. Mal's Factor's passing out. Can't handle this shit.
Yeah, I've been out of my fucking feet for like the last 2 hours. I've been
stumbling around like a fucking drunk. I'm such an old man. Can't fucking do anything. Can't function. I'm yawning while Stank Dog is getting some improv rap going on. Fucking crazy folk around here, man. Mr. White's all fucking antsy. He's about to fucking start hitting the clubs.
Yeah, we just got done with watching the Bin Rev show. It was a good fucking show. Stank, Black Ratchet, Knot Theory, Natus, fucking Slip Mode, Rax, Wintermute from RFA. Who the fuck else? Crazy dude with eye makeup and a suit on. Guys drinking 40s, fucking just craziness. Just good stories, good times. Jason Scott was heckling people from the back. All kinds of crazy shit. So it was definitely awesome. They're all on their way to White Castle right now. We opted out of that. I didn't even go and introduce myself or nothing to Stank. Probably fucking do that tomorrow. Oh, and there was MC Frontalot was there. Did a fucking freestyle, like, rap fucking thingy and shit. It was fucking awesome. It was awesome.
We also caught the tail end of what I guess was the, how to talk to the media session. Was that what that was?
I think it was.
How to talk to the media.
How to talk to the media. And I, we caught a little bit of the Q&A portion there. We're waiting for the Ben Rev shit to go down. And actually, I thought it was kind of interesting what that tool was saying. Like, you know, if you want to talk to a reporter, you need to make sure if they've actually written on the topic that you want them to write before. It's I guess that would be something smart to do, wouldn't you say? That's
probably a talk that's more up your alley than mine. I mean,
yeah, it's not really.
Yeah, I was talking about the facts.
Yeah, that's just kind of boring to me. But you know, that's interesting to you, Malice Factor. Yeah, dude, it's cool, man. So.
So, Mr. White's
going to
go out clubbing.
What the fuck is this? How do you open this?
Dude, it's
complicated.
Dude, it's a fold-out box, man. It's a fucking front here, man. You know? You know?
Isn't it taped up?
No, dude, because definitely opened it up before.
Did you cut it?
No.
What the hell did you do, man?
How's that for compelling fucking radio?
Jesus.
Get all fucking obnoxious at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. It feels like... What's this? What are we on? Hour number 23 or something?
I'm on hour number 28 for the record.
Are you seriously on hour number 28?
Yeah, man.
What time did you fucking wake up this morning, dude?
Dude.
That means you woke up last night. Oh. You didn't go to bed till like... You can't add, man.
No.
You're not on hour 28.
I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. What hour?
You woke up at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's it? What the fuck's the matter with you? Why are you waking up at 2:30 in the morning?
Maybe because I work at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Why was that so hard? Oh, look at that. So, breaking out the antenna and stuff. Gonna take a picture of this. Shit. Huh? You wanna hook up the laptop? Yeah, you wanna fucking. You wanna hook up the new Orinoco card and then go down to the fucking area? Is that what you wanna do? You wanna get crazy like that, son? Dude, son? You wanna get crazy like that, son? I'm not saying with the canteen, man. We ain't canteening it down there. There's no point.
Saying, like, that would be cool if we brought the canteen down there and we just sit up next to this fucking...
right on the table and shit.
That's like, it looks like he hasn't seen the sun in like 5 years. And just for the record, you were calling me son as I was taking off my belt.
That's fucking weird, man. Don't mention that again.
Yes. And, well, you know, we are sharing a hotel room and everything. I mean, it's not gay or anything.
You think?
It would have definitely been gay if we had been forced to share the king size bed together. At least that fucking Russian whore had enough common sense to look at us and probably realize that we weren't lovers, and that wouldn't be okay. That we needed a fucking room with a DSL connection and a king size bed.
Yeah, fucking shit sucked. Fucking stupid desk people. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, we had we'll be loading up a picture of a girl we took across the way. She was like, had her fantastic jubblies all hanging out before, like, taking off clothes or putting on clothes.
There has definitely been, like, some sort of fucking skew in reality and proportions and all that other shit, because there had been a lot of nice titties at this day. And that I was.
Dude, we're in New York. It's a numbers game, man. If like 10% of chicks got nice titties, you're just gonna see a lot more titties here than you will like anywhere else in the United States.
But look at where we were at, like Ben Rev, man. I mean, we're outside of the hall where Ben Rev is taking place.
And that was weird.
This chick that, like, she had this magnificent rack, and she was filming some fucking documentary. And I was about to go over there and be like, "Can I fucking? How's your mama doing? You know, like." Just because I'm at that point, you know? This is why it's not okay for me to go to White Castle. That's so fucking country, by the way. I'm sorry.
White Castle?
Yes.
I've never actually been to a White Castle. I was actually a little bit interested.
Those stomach problems that you've been having would officially be for life if you ate the food out of that buffet.
Yeah, I have been having stomach problems today. That fucking sucked ass. I don't know. Alright. So, I guess that's going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow's going to be the big push. Hopefully, see some good talks. We got to go over the schedule as to what we're gonna see. Let me bust out the schedules. Tomorrow I'm going to try and talk to people and, you know, introduce myself to people and, you know, get some people on fucking tape and whatever, so.
Give us some stickers and some business cards because we've got 2 shirts left and,
So I guess that's it. That's Friday, I hope. Wrapped up.
Now it's Saturday.
Now we're into Saturday. All right. What's up? It's Saturday, middle of the day. We're down in the vendor area, hanging out here with Logos X.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Probably know him from the BinRev forums and stuff, right near the BinRev table over here. Just met Stank and whatnot. Standing here next to Wintermute.
What's up, baby?
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys? Enjoying the con?
Con's great, man. This is FBL Radio. You probably never heard of us.
Huh?
Probably never heard of
what
us.
What is it?
FBL Radio?
No. Never heard.
Frank White.
Frank
nice
White.
To meet you, man.
No problem.
Everyone knows Wintermute from RFA. Big influence on everyone.
Really? I didn't think I was that much of an influence.
Of course. Of
bad
course.
Influence or good influence, or just any influence,
we'll
I guess.
We'll call it neutral.
Neutral. Right? We'll call neutral. It neutral influence. Yeah. Call it gray.
So you guys having a good time or what?
Decent, yeah.
I like New York and I like the con. It's unique. I don't like the politics. That's part of the reason I don't always like some of the politics that goes on, some of that bet fighting, but the technology it's always something always impresses me.
So what's impressed you the most since you've been here?
I like the Metro card hack. That was cool. The reader that they just did with a sound card, that was awesome. I watched the Dakota Digital camcorder hack this morning. That guy's really cool. That John Mousehammer, he's a really cool guy. What else have I seen today? I've only been to a few. I've been hanging out with a lot of my friends. I always plan to come to these things.
What? I was trying to belch in this up here.
I try to come to the meetings.
You suck.
That was Stank, by the way. He's just, he's just really scared of my gigantic penis. I mean, he's just really weird. He's just
scared of it. I worship it.
You worship it? He worships it. Okay, now I think I'm going to step away. Now we're 100 feet away from Stank. I think I'm going to go get a what's it called? One of those, you can't be within me, like 300 feet. Restraining order, that's it. I should have gotten one a long time ago. Anyways, I try to come to these things always trying to go to as many lectures as possible, but I end up just hanging out with my friends. Like going to they set up an amateur radio station, N6H, upstairs. I end up just sitting there for a couple hours to talk on the radio.
That thing was sweet. I was getting a rundown from
Bernie? Or
not
Chuck?
From Bernie, from the guy that, the press guy from the magazine.
Oh, okay. Oh, Stephen Cass? IEEE?
Yeah. I don't know anything about him.
This stuff
is cool. They're trying to ping the
IEEE station.
So how about you, Logos X? What do you think?
I ran into one of the guys from Half Five today. That's pretty interesting. Yesterday I went to try to steal somebody's implanted RFID tags.
Wintermute.
Not technically too difficult, but impressive nonetheless.
RFID things, I missed that one.
Yeah.
So where did the chick have that thing implanted?
I think in like the back of her bicep, I guess.
Yeah.
It's surprising it wasn't encrypted at all. It just a frequency displays the number over and over again. That's it. So anybody can just, you know, it takes a couple seconds for the device to actually power up to read the chip. But after that, you know, you just report the frequency, get something else to play it back, and it's done.
Cool. Anything other talks you've been to or what?
I went to BinRev Radio last night.
Yeah, that was wild.
Did you see the slideshow?
Yeah, I was laughing my ass off. Natas's picture naked in the shower. I mean, you guys get a little gay there a little bit. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, the first one was grabbing that guy's cock.
Yeah.
We had put that together like an hour before. before the presentation, so
yeah,
it was just from everywhere.
It was a great show. It was great seeing everybody, having them come up. You know, like, I wouldn't know what, you know, Wintermute looks like until I saw him last night, and, you know, a lot of sitting there next to Rax in the audience, and then you're like, hey, that's Rax. I'm like, oh, that's Rax. That's kind of cool, you know? So got to put a lot of faces with the BinRev crowd at that recording last night.
Actually, I admit, Wintermute, so yesterday I was just walking around here, this voice is extremely familiar. I'm like,
yeah,
I know that voice. Who the hell is that? It's an RFA, but which one? You know?
Yeah.
So, it's good to meet these people.
I had the same thing happen. I was trying out the Segway, and Jim from Off the Hook was on it at the same time. He almost crashed into the wall. And I was like, hey, you got a handle on that? He's like, yeah, I'm all right. And the Jim voice. And I was like, oh, that's fucking Jim.
And then you fucking rammed him, right?
Yeah. Actually, I cut him off, to be honest with you. He was scared. He wasn't leaning forward enough. And then he'd start going backwards and bucking. And so it was kind of funny to watch him. You know, he's a little uncoordinated. You know, great to listen to on the radio, but he's a little uncoordinated on the Segway. So, all right. Still Saturday afternoon, standing here with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Jason Scott. How you doing?
Hey there. How you doing yourself?
Fantastic. So you're out here peddling the BBS documentaries. How's that going?
Oh, going very well. Selling like hotcakes. Although, I once said that to my brother, and he said, when was the last time you knew someone buying a fucking hotcake? But it's, you know, selling well. People buy them, and they like it. And when they see it in person, they really want a copy because it's good packaging and stuff. Oh, and it's nice to spend time, you know, watching everyone walking around here in Hope. That's the thing. You can't get the full experience sitting in your house all day listening to podcasts. It helps to come out a little bit and smell the scene.
Yeah, it helps to come and talk to people too.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize this, but you go up and say hi and bullshit for a little while.
Yep.
It makes things more enjoyable.
You betcha.
Yes. So, we've got a purchaser.
I do. Thank you very much. There you go. Enjoy the movies. Don't watch them all in one spot because they'll
Unless
kill you.
You can't stop.
Like, yeah, don't do that. You're like, oh, next one. They'll be 2 in the morning. And you'll be like, oh, God.
What happened to me?
Any questions? Huh? Okay.
So you had your retro computing talk today.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was vaguely uneven, but fun. You know, the problem is that I've spoken so many times, as you can see, that I can do a whole talk myself.
Yeah.
So I have to be very careful to rein myself in. That's why during that talk I asked twice, is it, you know, do I still have more time?
Yeah.
Because I've been there where, like, the other guy won't shut up. You have to talk about what you're not, and nothing.
Yeah.
So the retro computing talk has been kind of a tradition here at the Hope conferences for at least 4 of them that I know of, where people get up and say, computers used to be old, and now we are.
So
that's basically what it is.
All in all, having a good time?
Oh, great time. I love coming down here. It's an easy drive for me up from Massachusetts, and I like the feel of these. They're much more organic. They like having more political people, and you know, to an extent, I like political stuff wrapped in with the hacker stuff, as long as neither one, you know, if you go too much on the hacker side, you end up with a technical conference. You might as well listen to a manual. And by a manual, I mean a computer manual, not a manual, Goldstein. And then when you have a political rally, you're just sitting there being harangued to and being told the world sucks and we need you right now to give us $50. So I like it where it's like kind of a blend. You have like political folks hanging out with computer folks, hanging out with other folks. And it's New York City, so people just kind of congregate, and you get amazing folks out front. You get the transvestite hookers next to the technical guys, next to like the 12-year-old attendees who have no idea this sort of thing goes on. Yeah, it's great. I really enjoy it.
Fantastic.
Code virus.com. Well, that's great.
Yeah, while you were gone, I was using your table to hand out F-Bill stuff.
hope that's all right for you.
It's fine with me. Yeah. Not my table. Yeah. These are my tables.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yep.
The,
Actually, my father was saying that. I had the pleasure of having my father attend my speech. You know, Dad liked to talk about, like, you know, there's a lot of marketing going on here. A lot of people promoting something. So, you know, people, the nature of it. And he was surprised at just how much of that goes on even here at these kind of events where, you know, it's supposed to be this kind of open, free thing. But people are still like, no, use this code, try this OS. Even if it's for free, it's like, you got to do our thing, you know?
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Kind of interesting that way. Because, you know, people have different opinions on what the scene should be. I don't know. Well, mini-skirted girls in Segways, that's fine with me.
That's fantastic.
Yep, I'm definitely down with the mini-skirted Segway girl.
I'm actually surprised at the level of attractiveness of most females and the amount of females at this event, having never been to a con before.
Well, you know, well, I mean, actually, I mean, if you look at the ratio, it's about the same. It's about 90-10. But if you're lucky, oh, there she goes. Goodbye, little Segway skirted cat girl. Anyway, so she'll haunt my dreams. I find it tends to be 90-10, but yeah. You know, what happens is that the girls who come are more like hardened. They know what they're in for. That a lot of guys are going to look at them, and that's going to be, you know, in some ways fearful, and in some ways an opportunity to like say, well, screw all you guys, I'm in control here. It's kind of an interesting dynamic, not one I totally understand, but you can see, you know, and yeah, you do get some absolutely beautiful women who really know their shit and surprise the hell out of you, because we're still in the era when people don't really acknowledge it as being a woman's thing. But computers are everywhere. There's not really, it's not a youth, a young, an old, a certain race, a certain sex. It's all pretty much everybody is computerized now. So you're going to get more of that. And it's just going to be the thing in the background. You know, we're still in the age where people still want to assemble specifically about computers. But, you know, it's going to be more and more, you know, like, even here, there's the anarchist group here at the end here, and there's a group over there that's selling the left-wing textbooks and books about revolution that's over in that corner. And then you got guys here selling cantennas, and then you got music guys, book guys, you know.
And I think I bought everything.
Yeah, have you? I bought the TV Be Gone.
Did you?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to. A couple times I've been in a couple rooms where I'm like, you know, this TV does not need to be on.
Yeah, I've thought about buying that too, but I've spent far too much money already.
Yeah, you can really blow cash out around here.
Yeah, it's cool.
Especially on apparently little tiny Olympus voice recorders.
Yeah, well, this actually got on clearance.
Because
it was in the middle of a model change, so I got it for like $65, I think. It's about half price. It worked out nice. The funny part is I brought one of my microphones,
right,
a cable, an adapter, and all the stuff, and this tiny little thing, I'm afraid I'm going to snap it.
Yep.
Having a thing in here, not to mention the, you know, microphone and stuff. So I said, fuck it. And using this without a microphone,
right,
picks out a lot of the noise going around. Like that.
Right.
Interesting music pumping out of the speakers now from far away.
Right. You got to be careful. So, my, you know, I, okay, all right, anyway, it's funny, because there's sometimes these kids who I interview, you know, when I worked on the BBS documentary, I spent 4 years on it,
yeah,
and it's funny, because some of the kids I bump into who I interviewed or interacted with, you know, now they might have been 17 when I interviewed them, and now they're 21, 22, and I don't recognize, I'm like, that young man, oh, that's that punk-ass kid who I interviewed that year ago, you know? It's funny how some of the kids just kind of grow up into these, you know, strapping gentlemen in suits or punks or long-haired crazies or whatever the hell. I just noticed that. Just like, hey, I know that kid. I remember when he was just a little punk, didn't know where he was.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, well, thanks for talking to us.
No problem.
All right. right, so it's about 20 after 8 Saturday night.
It's 2020.
We're hanging out in the main area. It's quieted down. A lot of the vendors have left. We're just kind of walking around killing time. Just got done watching the Hackers in Prison presentation. What'd you think about that?
We missed half of it, but, you know, it seemed pretty cool, man. I mean, it's level-headed discussion. Like, you know, this is fucking prison. And this is what we were put in prison for, the bullshit, you know, stuff that was used to convict us and put us in the fucking prison. Who was sitting on that panel again?
It'll be Fiber Optic, Bernie S., and I believe the lady was Kevin Mitnick's attorney. I don't think Mitnick is showing up. We were supposed to present last night, and it got moved to tonight, and he's not on that panel, and he was supposed to have the talk after, and he wasn't there either, so I guess he's not here.
Yeah, which, you know, it's kind of disappointing. I'm on to see him present, or, you know, see him, but we'll check it out. We haven't been looking at the wiki, so we're ignorant as the scheduling changes here.
Actually, let me bring that up right now. So we were late to that talk because we've had troubles today, actually, with the web hosting company. Shut down our fucking account. All the websites are fucked. Everything's fucked. So we're running around. We're now being at home. I mean, I hope that you know, everyone listening to this realizes you don't just want to like boot up your, you know, your computer and start logging into your email and all that shit, sending clear text across a network like the one here with all these shady sorts about. So we're, you know, low connections here on the network for some reason, and just running into problems running the VPN, and we are actually using terminal services in a Windows box located somewhere else to... What the fuck is this? That's interesting, huh?
Huh?
That's interesting, huh? This isn't firing up. It's been like this ever since this afternoon. What's going on?
Maybe somebody took the router, so...
Is that guy's shirt glowing?
It is.
Is that my eyes?
No, it's definitely glowing.
I forgot what I was even talking about.
You're talking about terminal service.
Ah, right. So what the hell was I saying? Oh, yeah, we're connecting to terminal services and then using that box to actually go out and check shit. So, fucking called the web hosting company numerous times this afternoon, supposed to resolve this and that, checking back and forth, fucking pain in the ass. Finally, they finally fucking resolved it, supposedly, and we're trying to connect up to the network here at Hope, and that is not happening. Just like I'm back here 2 hours later trying to fucking bring up a web page, and I'm getting shit. So who knows what the hell happened to the network. So we ended up going down to Starbucks, paying the $6 to fucking T-Mobile to hop online, and pretty much, you know, fucking websites are cooked. Uber pissed off at the hosting company, just the way things have been going with them the last few months. It's fucking horrible, and I can't wait till we get our own dedicated servers up and running. It's just a matter of time and having time to work on stuff.
Yeah, this is all bullshit. Total bullshit.
So, it's just, yeah, it's really disappointing. So we came back, Stank's leaving?
It looks like he is.
I don't know. We just ran into Mick Fly from the CCC, which is a hacker club in Germany. Pretty cool group of guys. Claim the fame is the blinking lights thing, among other things. Probably heard of them. So just had a little talk to him. He gave us flyers for a party here. Let's read this. HHH party tonight. The good news is there will be a hacker halfway house tonight. Everyone is invited. There will be alcohol. There's a freestyle contest. If you don't go, you're missing out on the hope experience, period. The bad news is public transportation sucks today a lot. Both trains that go to our house are shut down for maintenance. You're basically going to take a cab. Directions on the reverse. And here's the directions. So I guess they're having a party tonight. We gave them an F-Bill card, and that's what sparked discussion about radio and everything. So I don't know. McFly said he's going to email us, so we'll see if we get an email. But it was cool to meet him. From everything I've heard from him, you know, he's a pretty nice guy, and we bullshitted for 5 minutes. So all right, here we go. Webpage just took about 4 fucking minutes to come up. I mean, that's rough. I don't know what's going on with the network here. But, I don't know. So some of the talks are screwed up, but there's a couple later on towards the 10 o'clock hour that pretty good, but we'll see what's going to happen with that. So... So now we're standing outside Hotel Pennsylvania. I just want to point out Malice Factor and myself are walking around with our F-Bill shirts on and getting a lot of stares. I mean, just people just staring at the shirts, trying to figure out what they say. Maybe it's the Army guys. Maybe it's the writing. Maybe it's the whole thing. I don't fucking know, but they're all staring and just attracts a lot of attention. Yeah, there's one bum that, not bum, I would say. Definitely, I don't think it was homeless, but I don't know, interesting. Character standing outside the hotel, we're walking in, like, he's like, hey, nice shirts, you guys are twins. Like, yeah, we both got the same shirts on. He goes, you should sell them. I said, you want to buy one? He goes, yeah, because I brought some down with me. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $5. I said, well, you're getting a fucking deal because it cost me 15 to make. So sold some random guy in New York City who has no idea what F-Bill Radio is and doesn't even look like he can afford a dial-up connection an F-Bill shirt for $5. I'll probably be wearing that thing for the next 10 fucking years. So it's, 2 in the morning, walking back from Times Square. We, hanging out tonight with, Stank Dog, Natus.
What's up?
Stank Dog, Natus, the logo's X, Royal, and another fellow, and we all went out, got some food at TGI Fridays, hung out for a little while, and we went up with Stank Dog to Times Square, where he was staying, stood around, people watching shit for a bit. And now we're on our way back to the hotel. It was a good time. It was real nice meeting, Stank Dog, Natus, and Logo Sex and shit. Natus, he's a funny motherfucker. Fucking wild. This fat gold chain and shit. It's pretty entertaining, so. We didn't really catch too much of the talks. We went to this talk on VoIP. VoIP. And VPN systems. The idea being that you use, not VPN, that's the 2 in the morning thing kicking in. VPS, which is virtual private server. So you use virtual private servers to run multiple instances of Asterisk, potentially selling that for clients. But the presenter was fucking horrible. I mean, just horrible. I ended up going up and asking a question and stuff because he was stating that running virtual private servers on a machine has no load on the machine. There's no hit to performance. There's no overhead. It's basically what he was saying is there's no overhead. I had to go up there and fucking ask him. So I guess if you ever watch the video from that presentation, you'll see him back in my head up there asking him the question, how is it possible there's no overhead? So, like I said, it was real great hanging out with those guys. Had a lot of fun. You know, big thanks to Stank Dog and everything. So, pretty much we're just heading back to the hotel, trying to stay alive. Back to the hotel, get some sleep, and probably hit up a lot of presentations tomorrow, being that it's Sunday, final day here. Malice Factor's taking off at 3 and taking off at 8. So we got to check out by noon, check our baggage, and figure out what talks we're hitting up. So I guess this is pretty much wrapping up Saturday night. Hope number 6.
So we're sitting here, Cafe 34. It's 1:38 Sunday afternoon. 1338 Sunday afternoon. We
it's funny. Anyone who's read 1984, I assume that some FBIL listeners have. There's this one part in here that it never really strikes you about just how fucking, like, it's just kind of creepy when you think about it. Where they're in this, the main character and the chick that he's banging, they're in this fucking apartment building on the outskirts of the city. And they're going through all this old antique shit, and one of the antique shit on there is a clock, like a 12-phase clock. And, you know, he looks at it and he's like, that's a fucking absurd fucking 12 face, you know, like they're 24 hours in a day. Why is there only 12 fucking overhead? He's like, he just calls it out, and I don't know. Whenever I read that passage, I'm like, damn, it is pretty absurd. They use it every day. Sorry.
I see your point.
That was something we cut out.
No, we're going to leave that in. We just got done watching two talks back to back. We got up this morning, you know, washed up, packed up, shoved everything we fucking bought into the bags, which were already stuffed with recording equipment on the way up here, which we didn't even use. You know, checked out and then checked our baggage into the baggage check-in for $4 to hold that shit. So we went to the Urban Exploration Talk, which was fantastic. Husband and wife team, they did an excellent job talking about it, laying out the points of and ethics of urban exploration, showing some great pictures, a couple funny stories from running from security guards. It was just a good all-around talk on the subject. The next talk following that was basics of forensics recovery. The guy did a really good job. Basically talked about a little bit about the processes from a very, very high up overhead view of forensics, and you know, talked a little bit about the legal side and the civil side of it. I guess he personally does the civil side along with he teaches at a university. So that was a great talk. I got up and asked a question at the end. So if you ever watch the video of it, you'll hear me asking about recommended reading material. So now we're at lunch, Cafe 34. It's the place to eat in the city. It's affordable. It's really fucking good. Yeah, it's on 34th Street. It's two blocks over from the hotel. So we're gonna go back. What's coming up next?
It's actually, thanks for putting me on the spot when I close the schedule. Up next, it looks like there is a social engineering talk and Ghosts in the Machine, followed by Kino Address Sunday and the Crypto Phone Project and pseudonymous software development and strong distribution. Why don't you give the rundown of the talks you're going to be going to?
Well, when are you leaving?
The basic of forensics recovery was probably the last talk that I'll be attending, just because I'm a fucking spaz, and you know I feel the need to be in the train station at least like a half hour early before the fucking train leaves to get out of here. So Yeah, so I that probably concludes Malice Factor whole tour.
Yeah, I want to make the social engineering, but I think we need to go back up and we need to get some DVDs, go through the vendor area, maybe just say bye to a couple people if we see them. And then you'll be on your way, and I'll, you know, catch the rest of social engineering, and then Jello Biafra, and then the underground documentaries, and then I'll be out. So I guess that's the schedule. And what's up next?
Jason with Kevin Scott.
So, Sunday afternoon, standing here with Seal, who you may know from creating the Piracy documentary.
Hey guys, how you doing?
It's nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Nice of you to say hi to the folks on the show.
Well, it's incredible con here, so I'm hoping they'll get other sound bits from you.
So, where can everyone find the Piracy documentary?
Well, they can check it out over at piracydocumentary.com. It's all one word. They go there. There's links there. They can download it. Yeah. Right now, we're at version 0.8. Yeah. Wait for a bit. Maybe 2 months, you'll have the final version. So if you're bored to death right now, well, don't worry. It's going to get better.
So you're going to be presenting in about a half an hour from now with Jason Scott on documentaries, right?
I am psyched, yeah. Jason Scott is the shit, and I very much look forward to doing this talk and just having him up there and me up there, and I know it's going to be fun.
So, yeah, I will be purchasing the DVD, the talk, and then when we get back, pirating it itself onto our website so everyone can download it. I don't think it is, you know, copyright or anything, so all the talks I did buy, I'll be putting up.
Yeah.
So, including yourself, can rip your own talk off.
Oh, yes. And feels, yeah, you can rip my documentary too. It's meant to be Creative Commons.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, if you hear me, if you interview me after the talk and I'm crying, you'll know it didn't go so well, but yeah. It's good times.
I think it'll go well.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
I think it'll go well. You're following Jello Biafra, which is a hell of an act, including the fact that he whipped his cock and balls out in the first hour.
Yeah, it's going to make for one, Jason was saying, of one smelly Mike.
One smelly Mike. Yeah, Mike smells like Jello Biafra's ass. So, have you been here the whole weekend, or?
No, I tried getting in here Friday. My flights were canceled. 5 a.m. Saturday I was up, and finally got in New York about 3 p.m. yesterday. Saturday.
You're from Canada?
I'm from Ottawa, Canada.
All right. So, how long is the flight?
It's actually short. It's an hour and some.
Seven, yeah, that's
but
not
it's
bad.
Just getting on the plane down here, which is the real bitch.
So have you caught any talks, or you just been floating around?
Oh, I've caught a few. I went to the social engineering one, which is but before that, I went to, now that you caught me on the spot, right, and I forgot, is Michael Hart, I think, the Gutenberg Project?
Gutenberg?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Well, he was doing this talk on ebooks and education and the role of the Gutenberg, and he's just a fantastic guy. So, yeah, lots of talks here. Seeing you here, seeing all these tables here where we're at, we're on the second floor right now.
In the vendor area.
Yeah, exactly. And fantastic. It's just, I've never seen such a concentration of geeks in my life.
This is your first con, right?
First con, and it's like a wet dream.
Yes, yes. It has been interesting. Have you purchased any stuff from the vendor area?
I have. I've got a book from the Free Software Foundation signed by Richard Stallman. I got this book on Xbox, which you can sort of hear the bag crackling.
Yeah.
That's me taking out a book there on modding Xbox, but else? Anyways, lots of stuff here. The TV Be Gone thing, where I met the inventor.
You bought one of those?
I have.
I've been wanting to buy one, and it's just on the bottom of the list. I mean, I bought books, lockpick sets, you know, all kinds of crazy shit this weekend. I've spent more money than I should have, but, you know, where else are you going to find stuff?
Exactly. Those are tough.
The lockpicking presentation so far has been my favorite this weekend. I mean, it's really, been interested in lockpicking. It was fantastic on Friday.
I missed that one, unfortunately.
So,
I guess I'll buy the DVD.
I'll buy it. You can rip it for me.
Sounds good. What's your site again?
It's fbillradio.com.
I will be there.
So, thanks, Seal.
Thank you.
Good luck on the talk.
All right.
All right.
back again, final time for the conference, Sunday night, 7:30. Things wrapped up. Let me just recap the afternoon for you. Let's see. Malice Factor left. We went back up and caught the beginning of the social engineering panel just for a couple minutes. Left to kind of walk him out, went to get back in, and they blocked it because it was full. So I had to go down to the second floor and watch it on the TV, so that's what I did. And when I went down there, saw Jason Scott, ended up stopping and talking and spending about 3 hours hanging out with him and Tiger, who's one of the founders of Nauticon, Nauticon.org, and Tiger's husband, didn't catch his name. A real nice time. We're looking at Swift files and talking about different things, and it was cool just to hang out those people, and a lot of laughs were had, and just having a good old time. So pretty much, did that, and then went up and watched Jason Scott and Seal, Julius, aka Seal, present on underground documentaries. It was a good talk. I had met Seal before we went up there because he and Jason had gotten together and basically figured out what they were going to say a couple minutes before the talk. So, during that whole thing, Joe Biafra was giving his 2-hour keynote and was showing his cock and balls to everyone in the audience. So I guess you can watch out for that if you ever watch the video of that speech. Went to the talk. Underground documentaries was a real good talk. Set up front, snapped a couple pictures. We got done, went and hung out back with those two guys, and then went out and grabbed some dinner with Julian and Logos X and a fellow named Carlos. So, again, just bullshitting and stuff. Real, real good time. So now I'm awaiting transportation, and I'm out the door. So, just a couple things I want to point out. I had a real good time with the talks and everything. Learned some stuff this weekend, so I was hoping to get out of it. Had a really good time with the people I met here. Faces to names, and hanging out with people when it's not on forums and not online and in real life. It's great. So really appreciate everyone taking the time to bullshit with me and stuff like that, and the people that talked into this little recording device. Thank you. So just wanted to shout out to all those people. And the other thing to point out is I didn't even turn on my laptop the whole weekend. Imagine that. Going to a hacker fest, a hacker conference, and you don't even turn on your laptop. Because it's not about sitting there reading Slashdot in the middle of a talk. It's about listening to what people have to say. It's about talking to the people you meet. Going up and say hi to the vendors, to everybody. Everybody wants to talk, the speaker. I spent 20 minutes today talking to the guy who gave the talk on forensics. Real nice guy. It's just some good stuff. You just go up, you say hi, it's not hard, and you start bullshitting. So, that's where I got a lot out of this weekend. Face-to-face time with people, not sitting at a laptop, that's that. So, I guess that's going to wrap it up for this weekend. So, that was Hope number 6. Later.
Pressed underneath my desk. No jest, it's time for the lot. Confess that the best of times got the worst of rhymes, and I don't think I'm the first to find my life devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for Pyrrhic victory in the race to be the interweb's number one devotee. Yep, smutty little things that recur on screen, risque to hate, quintuple X obscene, milfs who shave themselves so cleanly, twins in positions unseemly. My spleen ain't the part that gets vended. I grabbed a hold and fat like I'm in it, distended. Probably ought to leave it alone, spend more time stroking on my microphone. Got a boatload of midgets and they're in command of a full-grown woman on her knees and hands. Got a long, hard donkey and a farm girl too, and the braying so dismaying when it starts to spoo. You gotta click, close, put it away, 'cause the internet is F-I-L-T-H-Y. Lurking in past chance on the IRC, got DCC'd unexpectedly with an 80-minute X-Vid, Nuns and Heath, part 3, bad habits, and so elite that I had that one already. Skipped to the park with the fishnet teddy, whipped it out, but to my chagrin, one toss from a whim when the boss walked in, said, nuh-uh, front that terminal ain't for a latex crucifix, making a taint in big 32-bit color, while them rosary beads gets yanked out the cruller. I said, you can't find me, I quit, opened up the case, yanked out the hard disk, absconded, all with the data in hand, 31 years of hustler scans, plans for how to construct a love swing, all die binaries, die everything. Archives since spring of 92. Receipt for my real doll stripper shoes. Tools for an all-nine polar ram. Boat once tub girl or goats and man. Go lands galore, explore for hours. Diaper play and Goldman showers. Blurry hole video.